This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, this is hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show, because we couldn't do it earlier this week, is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed you are. If you go join that, you are not walking alone. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Oh, yeah, that's where you go to get the bling bling for your AR-15. OperationParts.com. He's been too busy out there continuing the continuing education of everybody else. Alas, I have gotten none this week, but I get it tonight. So joining me again for the first time on a Friday, I would imagine, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
You know, good evening, Bill. And the first thing I have to do is I have to apologize to everybody. You did everything you possibly could to get me on. We had phone problems.
I had weather problems.
We had weather problems. Yeah. And then every time something was scheduled for me, when I would get there, it wasn't the time they told me it was. So I spent last evening with a group of well-armed women, about 60 of them, and we talked about Guns on the Go, a seminar I teach. And I had a good time, but to tell you the truth, I would have rather been on with you.
Okay. Well, it's good, though, that they got the education.
Yeah, and you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I used to look at women who started shooting and think, wow, you know, that's something else. But now, you know, I'm over it, because everybody is. I expect every woman to be out there at the range with her husband, boyfriend, sons, and daughters, and it's nothing special anymore. There's millions of them, so that's good that we're all on the same page regarding our safety.
It's good that it's becoming commonplace, yeah.
You know what, and that's what it is, because when my daughter turns 21, she's not going to have to explain to anybody why she's going to carry a firearm. Because everybody else is. Her mom is. Her grandmother is. Her aunt. So that's what we wanted.
I've had some conversations in the chat room this week concerning, there's some people that are a little concerned about the NRA change to the bylaws. And I know, and I've tried to explain in the best way I could the part I know about the Bloomberg head-off that they're trying to keep from occurring. Right. Can you give a quick encapsulated primer on why the bylaws are a topic this year?
Yeah, I was involved in a bylaws committee, and so was Mr. Knight. And the reason why they brought us in is because, you know, we ran by petition, and some of the petition numbers were affected. People are thinking, well, that's the NRA circling the wagons, going back to the pre-Cincinnati meeting in the 70s. Well, really, it's not. The NRA hasn't updated its bylaws related to write-on petitions, I think, ever. And so all they did was try to reflect the difference between having less than 1 million members requiring signatures to more than 5 million members. And so really the number of signatures that you needed to get of voting members to be able to write on and run for the board went from like 250 to 500. And in today's day with the internet, and it takes people, you know, 2 or 3 days to get the signatures that it took the rest of us months to get. And then some bylaws changes. Limiting the amount of bylaws changes that could be made on the floor of the annual meeting. You worry about outside forces. I mean, what other corporation in America allows anybody to potentially run the corporation, to sit on the board of directors, to automatically just be voted in. And what the bylaws changes did with amendments on the floor, essentially, if Bloomberg or anybody bought 100 life memberships, sent those 100 people to the annual meeting, they would have enough people there to vote and to bring up any bylaws changes they wanted, and all they need is 51 votes out of those 100 people. And so they're just trying to protect what can happen. And, you know, we had some things that happened when they tried to remove Grover Norquist. All of it was unfounded and untrue, but one person could pass a petition and recall everybody that's elected to the board and everybody in general operation. And, you know, so that hasn't been changed, but it's going to be a little bit more difficult because right now they can do that without cause. So at least you put a requirement that if you want to recall somebody, you need a reason. And up until this point, we haven't had a reason. So really, they're common sense changes that protects the NRA. There's people out there that are writing about how it's keeping people out, it's circling the wagon, just protecting people. It's not. It's making sure that the NRA remains what we want it to be and isn't going to be toyed with by outside forces and nefarious forces that don't have the same goals that we do.
Anybody resisting that? Because I saw Dean Weingarten. He wrote something about it. And, I mean, mm-hmm. I know that there's always somebody that doesn't like something. I mean, it's I can't remember what Sara Lee. Everybody doesn't like something, but nobody never likes Sara Lee. That's the only thing that ever got everybody's vote. But everything else always has to have some group or faction getting out there and saying, well, no, this is not a good idea. So, I mean, has it passed? What's up with all of that?
You know, well, we won't know. I think the last day to probably vote is sometime, probably right at the end of March or towards the end of March, March 15th or 20th. But we won't know if it passes or not. And there's been some opposition because people look at it as, you know, circling wagons and trying to make it harder for people. But it's not. Things need to change when things are based on numbers. And really, in all actuality, the numbers for riding them should be huge. But they kept it small. And the reason why the petitions, signatures are like that was because if nobody knew you and you wanted to run by petition, you needed the signatures of 250 voting members that you talked to and said, hey, this is Sean Maloney, this is who I am, and this is why I want to run. And that's why those provisions were in there. So I believe it's going to pass. I think it will probably pass quite handily just because if you take the time to read it and actually take a look at these bylaws, you understand that they are for the good of the organization. And trust me, if they weren't good for the good of the organization, I would say something and I wouldn't be voting for them and I wouldn't be their proponent. And anybody can feel free to give me a call or email me. I'll be happy to talk to them about it, my thoughts. And then the great thing about the NRA is a democracy. You're free to vote them down or vote them up.
Yeah, I've been listening to it. I think it is a very good idea to get protective of it, especially. I mean, that's one thing he hasn't tried. He's doing all this stuff, throwing all the money around in these states and everything, and talking about Bloomberg, of course. But
right, and you know, and since you opened that door, have you heard about Educators Demand Action?
No, I haven't.
He just started that, and I think the first couple of them are been deployed in Colorado. And the purpose of Educators Demand Action, I think, is to stop faster. No guns in schools. Teachers don't want it. They don't want to have to protect their kids. They're not sharpshooters, and that's the rhetoric that they're playing with. You know, yeah. I challenged Michael Bloomberg to a debate. I would love to speak to him and have him tell me why he thinks leaving our children powerless, defenseless, and dead in a moment's notice is a good idea. I want to hear why he thinks that our children don't deserve the same protection that he does, that our children don't demand the same protection that the president or the speaker of the house does. That's ridiculous. People need to hold this bonehead to task. He's threatening the lives of our children, and he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. And he is. I would love to talk to him. You know, that phone call will never come. He's never going to have the guts to take me up on an invitation to go through faster to
hold
see
up
what
that.
We do.
Hold up for me right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Second Call Defense is a suite of services designed purely for somebody who might shoot somebody in self-defense. This is the kind of stuff that you can't do for yourself. That's why I find them to be superlative. And that's why the CEO and founder joins me once a week, and that is Sean Maloney, and here he is tonight with me again. I had a guest earlier in the show, Shayna Lopez Rivas, and her story is that she was raped on a college campus, and she's trying to get the Florida legislature to allow campus carry. They don't want to do it. Does anybody ever go to these legislatures and say, hey, listen, I guess it's okay. So are you going to tell your constituents it's okay to send your children to these colleges? And when they get raped, oh, well, you know, it's just part of growing up.
Well, you know what? Sexual assaults and rape on young women in college that run rampant between the ages of 18 and 25. I mean, it's off the charts. And why do colleges And these administrators, why do they think that they're going to act any differently when they're on a college campus? The majority of the people that want to carry concealed are already carrying concealed, not on campus. You know, we have concealed carry on Ohio campuses now, but the schools have to opt in. Because of Governor Kasich, we didn't get what we wanted, which was, you know, concealed carry in on college campuses. But look at Colorado. Look at the other states that do it. How can these people look at these young ladies and say, you know what, you're going to just have to grin and bear it, and let's hope you make it through it all right. It's ridiculous, and really they should be held accountable for what they're doing. I think they have a duty to their students, to their children, to the women on campus, to keep them as safe as they possibly can. So I would think they're opening themselves up for lawsuits, because you know what, folks? You know, our personal safety is our job. It's not the campus's job. It's not the police department's job. It's our job, and it's our duty. And to deprive us of the ability to protect ourselves and these young ladies on college campus from protecting themselves is ridiculous. And it, you know what? It seems strange that Florida has been so progressive with concealed carry and their gun legislation that they'll say that. And to hear some of the reasons and the rationale that these people use to justify denying people the right to carry on campus. I was watching NRA TV today, and I think they interviewed her, and they also had some legislatures, the comments that they were making that ridiculous, that chances are if you have a gun, you probably would have been raped anyhow, and he would have took the gun from you and used it against you. Really? Based on what statistic? And the Brady Bunch, their new statistic is if you have a gun, you're 10 times more likely to shoot yourself than to shoot somebody else with them, or it's 10 times likely to be used against you. You know, it's ridiculous. Especially given the fact that I want to move into Ohio and what's happening with concealed carry, and I'll tie it back in. Last year in 2016, there was probably 147,522 new concealed carry permits issued in Ohio. That is more permits than were issued in Ohio in the first 4 years we had concealed carry. Almost 50,000 more than the year before. Looking at the people that are, and this is only dealing with people that are Ohio residents and have Ohio permits, there's about 600,000 Ohio concealed carry holders now. That doesn't count Florida, Utah, and all these other people that are carrying reciprocity from other states. If you use just the Ohio concealed carry holder and the percentage of the population over 21, you're looking at about 1 in 19 people are carrying concealed on the streets of Ohio. Where's the blood? Where's the problem? And you don't think these kids are already on college campus? Turn it back into Florida. Florida probably has a higher percentage of people carrying concealed. There's no problem. So why do these young kids and young adults change when they throw a firearm in their backpack or they go to college? They have no idea. We all need to band together and get rid of these ridiculous laws.
I guess the supposition is that in the middle of a quantum physics debate, they're going to resort to gunfire when they don't agree.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, the anti-gunners, when I testify in committee, there's one in particular guy gets up and says the same thing. What if he had a concealed carry license, and what if he got pulled over, and what if he was in a bad mood, and what if he shot the police officer? Well, what if you give me an example when that's ever happened?
Do you think
that's the way they are? They don't, they can't use facts and statistics anymore, so they got to make up what ifs, and they got to lie.
I don't think sometimes it is necessarily about lying. I think it's more about they just don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you know, that's probably the biggest thing. And that's what you're seeing now. They truly have no idea. That's why I said I would love to have, and I'm getting you to Faster, by the way, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
You're going to come to TDI this year.
Okay. But,
you know, I've invited these people. Come and watch them. You know, and it's pretty humbling now when every teacher, every school district in the United States wants to come to Faster and learn from us. When sheriff's deputies are showing up at Faster to take the training alongside these teachers from all over the United States. And it's because it works. And it's a common sense plan. And you know why there's so much concealed carry now in the United States is because it's common sense. It makes sense that you want to protect yourself because when you have, you know, my great sheriff, Richard K. Jones from Butler County, he's the first person that says, folks, get your own gun because we can't be there. I promise you we won't be there.
Yeah.
And it's up to us.
Well, I mean, does anybody, when these guys are ever talking, does anybody ever bring, well, you know what, we could get into such a long thing. We're going to talk about the Police One survey. Do you know about that?
No, I don't. I've read them in the past, and I may have read this one. So
I'm talking about the one from 2013, but that's okay. We'll get into that when we come into the next segment. For those of you who are not members of Second Call Defense yet, please take a moment to listen to what I'm about to say. You can go out and get the best holster money can buy. Get a gun custom fit to your hand. Train with the best instructors out there. And if you shoot somebody in self-defense the way you've been trained, the way you have equipped yourself to do, you're now going to be going into what they call the system. And when you get into the system, even if you are a law school graduate, you don't want to represent yourself. You want somebody that specializes in that. And that's where Second Call Defense comes in. And it's well worth it just for the peace of mind if you're going to carry a gun for self-defense. Second Call Defense, any version of my name gets you the first month free. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
And if you're looking to put a little bling to your AR-15, well,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. That's what you want to. If you're going that way, go to operationparts.com. Now, joining me again from the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, we're talking to Sean Maloney. Are you actually going to get to take some time off anytime soon?
Well, I'm probably going to be flying at the end of this month to Raton, to the Whittington Center, meeting up with Colonel Brown, who's the CEO and publisher and editor of Soldier of Fortune magazine. He's been inviting me for some time, and we're going to do some long-range shooting, which I'm excited about. Tomorrow I have some rallies to go to, and then I have David Keene coming in March 17th for a book signing, and he's going to speak. So I try not to too much. I'm doing a lot of seminars lately because there's a lot of people out there that are first-time gun owners and just trying to get the good news out to them and make sure they understand. And I want to encourage everybody to get on www.secondcalldefense.org. We have the most amazing writers right now. We have and just click on blogs, and you're going to see writers, and you're going to see articles dealing with lethal force in the law, carrying a firearm while you're hunting, how to protect yourself for you hunters out there that are archery hunting, and walking in and out of your stands, and out west now you're walking through meth labs and whatever else they have out there, things like that you have to worry about. But there's just truly some great articles, and we have great writers, and they write about the everyday thing, Bill. It's kind of like when you do your YouTube videos, you're shooting a gun like anybody would. Well, these are common sense everyday. This is what you need to think about. This is what, if you're a mother carrying a gun, protecting your kids, this is what you need to think about. So there's a lot of great articles on the blog, and I encourage everybody, members and non-members, to get on and then members, get in the members only section, and there's a lot more stuff in there. But, you know, sometimes I forget about everything that we offer, and I was reminded this evening to make sure I mentioned the blogs that we have. And also, guys, I only have a couple more weeks to vote, and I know there's people out there still with ballots on their kitchen table. Just vote for Sean Maloney, please, if you think I'm worthy, and send it in.
Well, it's not, but he is worthy. There, I fixed it. I mean, you got, let's see, you got Rob Morse, who writes for you, who's going to follow in the next hour. And I have looked at, the blog is very impressive, because it's gone from like 0 to 100 really quick.
When Laura Carno took that over and got hit her people, her friends, and the people that she has influence over and knows, and they know each other, it just that's what we needed, and that's what we were missing. And so when we got that piece of the puzzle put together, you know, it ended up being great. So, you know, and Rob's a great writer, and Keith Colangelo from Colorado, and it goes on and on and on from there.
Yeah. So check that out. I go there a lot. I get a lot of the show prep. I only use that when you're not coming, because I can talk to you about stuff like that. So when you're not coming, I don't. When you are going to be with me, I leave the blog alone. But that's another place to go get information. That's another place.
And I was lucky enough too to spend time with Bob Morris at CPAC. We CPAC a little bit together, so good to see people that you recognize, and you know, he has his own opinion on that, and so do I. So, but I mean, they're great writers. They write from the heart, and they write from experience.
At least one survey. Yes.
You know what? You should be writing for me.
Oh gosh.
In your spare time.
But you have to have punctuation in capital letters, don't you?
We have people that take care of that for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be able to do that then.
There you go. You're all set.
They would just have to figure out where the sentence ends and begins.
You know what? Either that or you should just do a video blog, and I'll post your video blog on our website.
We could do that.
That's what we really should be doing.
We could do that.
You can speak in rounds of 3 or 5 or 6 or whatever the capacity of your magazine is. I'll take that too. You can speak between shots.
There you go. We'll have to look into that. That's something we're going to talk about. We don't really have enough time to get into Police One. So real quick, let's talk about, you spent a lot of time at a sheriff's department this past week. Why were you at the sheriff's department as much as you were?
A lot of different things were going on, dealing with one of my past clients, and a case that I represented him in when he wasn't properly, some things went bad for his case and that probably weren't done properly. And so that came up because the same police officer was involved in another case. So I got involved with that. And then also Butler County Sheriff's Department, Richard K. Jones, our sheriff, is unbelievable. Pro-gun sheriff that there is. And I've been talking to him about a lot of things, and I've invited him. I have David Keene coming down March 17th. He's going to be down for Buckeye Firearms annual bash, and I have him coming about another 120 miles south. He's going to do a book signing. He's going to speak at Premier Shooting. Probably a couple hundred people will show up. He's just a past president of the NRA, a Washington Post opinions editor, a great author. His latest book is Shall Not Be Infringed. And it was a book about what was going to happen if Hillary got elected.
And I
read that book, and folks, it's true, and that'll scare the heck out of you. And thank God that we all rallied around it, and Bill's prediction was right, and we won the day.
Well, Hillary Hillary had one big issue. Even her party didn't like her. Her husband doesn't like her. So, you know, how do you win then? Although I have heard that she is possibly getting, she is readying another run, which, you know, I don't know what happens to her if she loses again. This would be the third time around. She couldn't even get past the primaries first time around.
Right, right. And you know what? And I think I made it known to everybody. I decided I wasn't going to watch the election results. And I wish I had. I got to go back and somehow find them. I want to see all these people sitting down and crying. I want to see the reactions of these people that are still can't accept the fact that they got spanked or beaten like a baby seal, like you like to say.
Clubs.
And, club. That's right. Club.
Yeah.
I mean, and I saw there's a Showtime special. They made this special to be all the great Hillary Clinton, how she's the first, woman president. Well, this thing turned into a documentary, and these people are interviewing people. I might have mentioned it before. They're at the party, the Hillary party, and people are bawling. They're on a talk show on election eve, and the results from Florida just came in, and these two guys look like they're going to cry. So, I guess I'm dancing in the end zone a little bit, but these people got to give it up. We got to move on, and we got to get ready to go and still save this country. We took our first steps, but when you have all these people still protesting, it's ridiculous.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
After you defend yourself, studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. You should be a member if you're not. Everything we're talking about impacts you. This is what you get when you put a man like Sean Maloney in the board of directors of the NRA, which everybody should be voting for that, for him, if you can. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. We were talking about, did you happen to see the speech from Trump?
Yes, I saw bits and pieces of that, not the whole thing, but it was a stellar speech. And if he keeps, by executive order, by having his heads of departments repealing all the Obama garbage, we're going to be in pretty good shape on that alone.
Yeah, I think, I mean, when you got Van Jones out there saying this is bad because this guy looks really good, and I mean, he's got 8 years of this now if he keeps on talking this way. Normally, you know, if this had been the narcissist in chief of Buffalo, Barack Hussein Obama, he would have taken that. He would have taken that occasion to get out there and start lambasting a few people for giving him a hard time. But Trump didn't. I don't think he mentioned that at all, really. And
he was all business.
Yeah.
And natural reciprocity has been introduced. Hearing Protection Act's about to get going. There's a lot of things that have to happen. And we have to make sure that our representatives and our senators quit jacking around because we need their support. We got to call our congressmen, call our senators, and say toe the line and get on board with what's going on. Because the only thing that can beat us right now is us. And so, I'm interested to see, what's happening, what's going on. I think the train's going to start rolling on Obamacare, getting rid of that, and the economy's getting better and better. And I just wish I would have even heard of Snapchat before it went public.
I know there's a couple of Democrats that are going to probably swing to getting on board with them because they've got elections coming up, and they should be like being senators. So I expect to see national reciprocity clear.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure, but I tend to agree with you now. Because you know what they're doing now that they've come to the realization? the Democrats lost. And the Democratic Party is still in disarray. They have no idea what's going on, so that's all they can do is attack. But you know what? These people that have to run in 2 years and 18 in the midterms, they're starting to think about it. And we're looking at probably 20 Democratic senators that are going to be vulnerable. And they realize that. And they're in districts that, you know, that really lean one way or the other. They're not exactly strong progressive districts. So there's a lot of seats we can pick up. And I guarantee you, you're going to see the change as they start running for re-election again, which they have to do soon, because you got to look at all the Democrats, all the blue collar people that Trump picked up.
There's 25 seats, 25 Senate seats on the Democratic side they got to defend. And I think there's 12 of them in states that flipped and went to Trump.
Right, you're right.
And I think that's
having those 12 seats?
Whoa. Well, I mean, at that point, that's when a lot of people don't understand when they say, well, this is a democracy. If we were really a democracy, then the minority party would just go home because nobody's listening to them. And
right.
If in that particular case, if 12 Senate seats flip to the Republicans, the Democratic senators may as well go home because, you know, I don't know if that will embolden McConnell or not, but it damn sure should. I mean, I would be losing. I would go crazy drunk with power over that. Everything that came up, I would go looking for Harry Reid's inbox. It's got to be full of all these old moldy, dusty papers, and I would pass every one of them. Just cause I could.
And you know what? I wouldn't touch that nuclear option. I would let it ride. And we should be using it now. We should be getting stuff done. The talking should be over. And get this done. Start getting things done in a hurry because we can't wait forever. And granted, it's only been, you know, we're not even halfway through the first 100 days yet, but we need to make sure that we're marching down the right path. And I think we are. I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of bills waiting, and they're getting work done as much as they possibly can. I just wish they would stay there and work like you and I and your listeners have to, like at least 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And maybe let's give them a week or two vacation around the holidays. That should be it. If they want to treat this as full-time careers, then they need to act like career people. And they need to do the people's work.
The only thing that would be better than that would be if you and I ran for the Senate and then got into a tag team situation where they get out there and they get into all this decorum stuff and don't try to do anything. And we do like a whipsaw and throw one of, you know, you throw me or I throw you. And we just get physical with these guys. And we have a real debate. Take a few bats and everything.
We don't do that. They still do that over in the British House of Commons. Ireland, they still throw some fists every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm a lover, not a fighter, Bill, but sometimes someone needs to be punched in the forehead.
Well, it's not a matter of, I too am a lover. I love the fighting part of it. So, it's an interesting time to be here and to be doing this, but, I'm waiting to see. I mean, Trump is known as a street fighter, and he got out there the other day and rolled Reagan and Washington into one and channeled them both. That's gonna be their death knell.
You know what? He's not who everybody thought he was going to be. And
no.
I'm proud of that fact. And we got to remember, we're the constituency. When this stuff hits the floor, we got to get on the phones. We got to get on the email. We got to lock up the system, crash the computers, and tie up the phones and make sure these people understand that if you don't do what you promised to do, if you don't take care of things, then you're going to be out the door too. You know, Colorado did it in 2013. We have a chance for another recall in 2018, and we'll use it because we still have to. We can't be lackadaisical, and we can't kind of rest on our laurels because they have short memories. It seems like, you know, our government has a short memory, and they have a tendency to do some very stupid things if we're not paying attention. So we got to keep the heat on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When now are you and Knight, do you guys have any plans to go anywhere and wreak havoc in any systems out there anytime soon?
You know what? I'm not sure. Tim and his wife opened up a couple of exercise facilities he's using his entrepreneurship, and
right.
So he's been kind of tied up and busy with that. But I'm sure we will be. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Connecticut again. There's a lot of bills running, and the folks in Connecticut are trying to save whatever they can do. And you know what? The telling sign is going to be when this Supreme Court gets back its strength, and hopefully we pick up another seat in the summer. But when the Supreme Court gets back, there's a lot of cases out there. There's California, Maryland cases, Idaho cases, and these are all going to be good for us if they're decided the way they should be. Because right now, we got some of the most bizarre federal district court of appeals and district courts that I've ever seen in my life. When you write an opinion and you never cite the law, these people should be impeached. Something needs to be done, and I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court, the correct Supreme Court, is going to take care of us because it needs to be done. We've been abused for a long time now. We need to bring the M1s back from Korea. It's time to get them back here. Obama went and do it. Let's do it, and let's get those things back where they belong in our hands.
We're about to run out of time. SecondCallDefense.org, that's where you go. That's where you join. Vote for Sean Maloney for the NRA board, because you're not just voting for a board member. You're voting for a havoc-wreaking activist. That's what you're voting for. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, folks.
All right. Coming up next, Rob Morse. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.